One. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the freaking anime reviewers. I don't know, man. This is the name we're going with for now. The channel name used to just be my name. It's kind of selfish, but as you can see in today's video, me and Lewis here, we're going to be reviewing Shigatsu wa Kimi no Uso. In other words, English terminology, Your Lie in April. This is spoilers going to be in this video, so if you have not watched it yet, go ahead and watch it. I toned out for a little bit there, but honestly, we're going all in on this one. We're not, no cuts, no crazy edits. We're just keeping it raw for you guys. We're gonna add in what we think, what we like best. We're gonna add in what we don't like, and might throw in some multiple information. And anyways, if you guys like want to recommend us any other anime, leave your opinion, leave some recommendations down below, your opinion of this episode, this anime. What you thought, what you would rate it, but or if you agree, if you disagree with what we say, and that's pretty much it. So let's get this thing started, Lewis. How's your day going so far today before we get into this anime?
Give me more time to watch more anime. That's the only thing I can say. This quarantine is a good thing. We're getting a lot of content. You know what I mean? But in other words, I ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
Ain't doing a goddamn
That's me
thing.
too,
But paying for more subscriptions to watch some anime, so that's a good thing. But,
man. That's what we do over here, man.
so first things
Coronavirus.
first,
Oh,
about
start.
this. All right, so Your Lie in April. There's too many places to start for me. Like,
First, let's start with like how
if
did
you
who do you think should watch this? Go.
I think anyone that has never been addressed with being in tune with your feelings, if you've never been in situations that you could say, okay, I'm in tune with my feelings, or I understand this about myself, I understand why people certain things happen, or if you ever just been for people also handling depression, I would say it's not always, it's not, it's mainly about, junior high, high school kids, and a lot of dramas that come along that. But if you're anyone that handled depression and had different blocks in your life that you had to overcome and to see a different purpose beyond that, this is a perfect anime for that. I mean, this anime will tell stories and bring out things in yourself that you might have not noticed in your day to day, or might be insecurities with yourself, or might even be things that, that you never had an answer for. I feel like this anime brings all those out in little sections and details and stories told
How
and
could you
different characters.
relate specifically to this?
Me, man, I would say this anime, one of the characters specifically, it was a combination. The captain of the soccer team, and Tsubaki.
Yeah, Subaki, the
Yeah,
girl.
so yeah, I never, I've always felt like whatever person was in my life at that time would stick around and didn't need action. So, in other words, like I would always have that person around, or there'd always be an option. There's not things I'm gonna have to change in my part. I always felt like I have a deck of cards, and I'm gonna have this deck without having to sacrifice anything to continue to play. In other words, something that's not logical, but at that time, felt, that's one of the things in this anime, seeing like how different situations brought out, like, things I've experienced as well, and made me understand why I experienced that. Like, damn, that's why. That's why I went through that shit, because I thought that same way. Or so, it's just crazy, man.
What moment in the show like hit you the most?
A moment in the show. There's so many different ones, man.
The one that made you tear up the most. You know which one. Just watched it yesterday. I'll go in and mention mine being the moment. I'm going to take this away from him. It, maybe if he did take it, maybe if he didn't. But the moment on episode 22, I know it sounds cliche, but when he was playing on the ocean, like not only the music was just beautiful, but the fact that he finally found himself, and the time he finally found himself, he found his confidence. Coyote, once he finally found that, and I can get with this girl, I can see myself with her. I don't have any issues with expressing my feelings, especially through my music. Let it reach him. Oh, let it reach her. Oh my God. Once he finally got that, she passed. That shit hurt. It's like, it just got away. And all he can do now is regret. That's really all he can really do now. I don't know how he's going to get past it through this. He's a fucking junior high kid, student. How the fuck is a junior high student going to be able to get over two fucking people he loved leave him in his life? I don't know. I wouldn't be able to. Honestly, there's some girls in my junior high / high school. We call it middle school, but we're just going to say junior high. My high school experience where I still have a little bit some regret. I'm actually getting over it now because this anime was a kicker. It does help you kind of avoid feeling so much regret and pushing down on someone else when you know it's actually your fault that you didn't express how you felt early. And I know you're vulnerable. They could say no, but it's better to get it out than to never ever have the chance to, because dude happened to him. Dude, you had the chance to get her. She loved you. Even though she was going to die soon, she still loved you. Honestly, it might have hurt him more. If you really think about it, that might have been the best thing that could happen to him. That he found that out after she died.
I mean, you're absolutely right, but I'm telling you, man, Watari, that character is GOAT, because he said some real shit in terms of, oh man, it's up to the girl to decide. You know, like, whether you have a chance or not is up to her to decide. Because if you really think about it, what he means by that is that if a girl you don't know, she wasn't living with nothing before you. She had a crush on somebody else. She might be crushing on somebody else at that moment in time, but you don't know. You don't know. Right. So just because you know, why does it stop you when you're approaching somebody you don't know? But at that moment in time, you take it over. You know what I'm saying? And he was like trying to tell him that, but he couldn't block off that fact. And it kept reminding you in each episode, he makes excuses for everything. So Watari was pretty much reminding him, you're making an excuse. You're making excuses up for her to decide. He kept reminding him, making excuses. Literally, there's two characters that reflected each other. And they were completely different, but they served the same purpose. Watari was that he was the absolute opposite of Asuma. He had the confidence. He was outgoing. He spoke his mind. And Tsubaki's friend, she was the exact opposite of Tsubaki. Refined, wasn't outgoing, wasn't like, she was very docile compared to Tsubaki, but they serve the same purpose of teaching them what they lack.
You think the only reason that what was his name, Watari, the only reason he knew what's his face, Arima, the only reason he knew he was lying and faking it was because he was boys with them? Or you think he could just tell? Because no one could really tell the name of the fucking movie or the name of the anime, You're Lying in April. No one could tell this girl was lying the whole time. That's the craziest part about this whole thing. Y'all girls can lie, and we won't know. And you could spend as much time with, I'm going to say, you could spend as much time with a girl, and you could catch signs. You know what I mean? That she, it was a year. They knew each other for a year, right? He could have caught signs that she was lying in instances, like when she's crying on the roof at the beginning, like, but she hid that for the whole entire anime. Damn near.
In other words, this anime saying, don't trust bitches.
Oh my God. Especially, bro, the captain of the freaking high school. Not the captain. Yeah, he's the captain, right? Or no, maybe he was just an elite high school player that all the girls were falling for, and Tsubaki just dated out of spite of not getting with Arima. And I'm like, you telling me this girl dated this nigga? And bro, most guys were comfortable. We're like, yeah, I got this girl, da da da. He broke up with her. And I don't even think he broke up with her for the reasons he said. I think he knew she didn't like him and that she was talking a lot about Arima, but the way he let her down, like...
Let me explain something to you I just noticed. Every girl, damn near every girl in this anime liked Asuma, but every nigga got pussy besides Asuma. It's just like, yo, if you like him as much as he did, why this man get no game right now? He getting no game. But...
Does this anime teach you that nice guys almost damn near always, they never win, they always finish last? Dude, she had to die before she told him she liked him.
Not even that, bro. Think about it like this. First off, that's true as shit. The nice guys always get the leftovers because these girls already got clapped.
Yeah, Tsubaki basically already got ran through. He getting leftovers. And he got to deal with her trauma, even though he got his own shit going on, just to make it work. Come on, man. Bro, that sucks. That sucks. That's not fair. Now they made me think, like, do we always have to finish last? Nice guys will always finish last.
Yeah, bro.
Because when is a girl going to tell you she loves you when she's before she dies? You gotta make the first move, bro.
Yo, not even that, man. If you don't make the first move, this teaches you that with all these posts that you see girls saying on Twitter or social media, if you know another nigga well, they're not lying. It's 100% true.
This is an example. So, I mean, anyone who, before you, like, I'm sure before anyone who watches this, they either already are an experienced drama type of anime watcher, or they're not, and they're just like getting into sad anime and shit for the first time. Me looking at the cover, I was so, like, I forgot the word, but like, I was so held back to watch this just because she was playing a violin and niggas in a piano. I'm like, dude, I don't care for anime that is on the music shit. Like, I've never seen any anime that's focused on music. And by reading the synopsis, they do not mention anywhere that he's fallen for her. Like, for real. Nowhere in there. They just mention that she stirs up his whole world and sets him on a journey to face music again. Nowhere in that freaking synopsis does it say everyone's fallen for him, he's fallen for her, she's fallen for so fake fallen, everyone's fallen but faking. And yeah, no one says... But you can go off the title that Your Lie in April is about something with a lie, but you know how anime does it. They make some titles that don't make fucking sense, like My Hero Academia. So, school about fake-ass heroes. But we're not going to talk about that this episode. But were there anything you saw in this anime, like any cons? Because there's some cons. You just have to look really hard. Like, there's cons in every anime. You just got to look hard.
It hit exactly I wanted like an anime to leave that, was it like resonance in me, man? That shit hit, man, because it's like they picked everything had such perfect symbolism. Junior high is a very important time, self-discovery. That's when you don't even know what you're capable of or what you're able to go through, and that's when he was going through the most. And it really lets anybody feel like, yo, because most of his friends, most of Asuma's friends, to be specific. So you're talking about Tsubaki and even his babysitter, his mom's best friend, I forgot her name. They were scared he was going to commit suicide.
Yeah, everyone. The man forgot.
They were like, yo, like, please check up on him. This man forgot to eat for 2 days and acted like nothing. Acting like nothing. And to see that sometimes you just have to have a snip of purpose in you so you could have more time to see the purpose in everything else. It's like you always have to find a purpose to keep going. If not, you just see the world rock. Like, it's such a perfect, like, I feel like any person from the ages of 15 or even younger, 13 to, if you're going to middle school to high school, you need to watch this shit.
Yeah, because you don't know nothing about your emotions or puberty. Like, when puberty hits, bro, you're thinking about everything. You're anxious about everything. And if someone doesn't look anxious, just know they're anxious somewhere.
Like, yeah,
there's no one that's 100%
on top. Like Watari. Like, Watari looked like he handled his emotions the best. Yeah. And then behind closed door, this man was crying like a bitch.
Crying. Nigga can't find one girl that he could satisfy him.
Yeah.
Always searching.
No, he said, yeah, damn, I'm going to have to wait a whole year to become a star. That's because he has no goals besides becoming a star. That's the only thing he care about. So he could care. He could give a fuck about these bitches.
Yeah. I just looked over one of the reviews. Just because I was trying to find something negative, because there are some things some people aren't not gonna like it. Obviously, some people aren't gonna. I'm telling you, everyone at least one point in their life did not know how to convey their feelings, so it should hit at one point. But they mentioned that, which I can agree to this to an extent, that almost every episode there was at least some sort of overreaction. And I like at some parts, I was like, oh, why are you crying over this? But I mean, it's junior high. But at the same time, you got to really think like, okay, you guys could have used, I would say less crying and use more crying on the parts that like they should have been bawling out. Like, but they did hit on the parts that I expected, but some parts they mentioned that there was some overreaction. What do you think about that dude's comment?
I mean, when you're in a situation when you're not being truthful to yourself, everything gets an overreaction because you're just not in it mentally, and you can't, like, everything hits more than it needs to because you're very sensitive, because you're not being true to yourself or true to those around you, and that's the point of this whole anime. So it's just, you have to be prepared for that type of feel, I think.
Yeah, that's,
you have to be prepared for.
That's where I got from it. And plus, like I said, like, you can see it that way, but you always got to think like these are junior high, middle school kids. Some people crying behind closed doors. The kid lost his mom. So if anyone's going to be allowed to cry a lot, it's him. But everyone else, I don't give them that much. The dudes, anyone that lost the games, I let them cry. I cried during one of the games I lost. I cried during meets. That I perform terribly.
How much you practice? Yeah, shit, crazy.
Yeah, I cried in those moments. So anyone that cried outside of those, okay. But if they're crying because of death, come on, bro. Junior high kids, bro. Bro, come on. And I cried, like I said, I cried for sports events. But I mean, I guess. Plus, the manga, it's different. Manga and anime is always different. Never know with. And he also mentioned characters. He said some characters, I guess they didn't get as much, they got too much screen time. And it was off of the plot. I mean, if you read, I don't know, you got to read the manga to know about that. I wouldn't be able to say that you could tell how much a character should have screen time based on what you think. It's based on the manga, the source material.
I mean,
but did you think anyone got too much screen time?
When I watched it, not necessarily. Like, you can't appreciate the good without the bad. Every enemy has some bad. Like, yeah. I feel like certain characters that I weren't too fond of, was his name? Iza.
Takeshi or something like that, Aiza.
Yeah, Aiza, I could have cared less for him. He reminded me of Bakugo. So I was just like that very enriching personality.
Competitive, right? Enriching, flamboyant, yeah.
I could have cared less for him, but he didn't get a lot of screen time. I felt like what I love about this anime is whatever they showed you had value. So it doesn't matter what they showed me as long as they had value to something later on. Each person had their own story. Sometimes, like the characters that could have the least amount of screen time was the competitors during the music festivals. They could have had the least amount of screen time, but then it wouldn't have been realistic, you know?
Sure. It would just been all
So,
focused on him as if no one else existed
yeah,
but him.
like those movies that people are like in Fast and the Furious when they're driving cars and not stopping for gas at any point in time in the movie,
Yeah,
like that
that's
same
some shit. You'd be
comparison.
like, wait, you drove how fast? You ain't stopped for no gas. You know, I at least go change the tires, man.
It's like the same. That's the same comparison. Like, you're gonna have those situations. Like, so I can't say there's any situation to where like I was just like, damn, I don't want to be seeing this shit right now.
I feel.
So
So, I mean, if it's gonna hit you, it's gonna hit you. If it's
there
not,
was
stop
no
looking into
filler
it too much.
apps.
No,
Like
no. Everything had a purpose. Every app had a purpose. You can always say there's minutes, but every episode had a purpose. So it's not like we're not talking about mainstream shit. So,
And the fact that there was comedy relief in this, like let's not subsidize that at all. There was comedy relief too. Like it was enough comedy relief to remind you that there's good and bad situations. And a lot of time we laugh this shit, like we laugh those things off. But it was a funny anime too. It had me die laughing in a couple parts.
yeah, especially when he found him and Kaori and Tsubaki saw him across the street in the window, and she's hair
I
wet
mean,
with his t-shirt. Like, yo, what's going on? What's going on here? Y'all fucking.
the other is, but you notice that they got the I kind of noticed that they got, now that I'm thinking about it, Sabaki and Arima, they got reverse advice. So each advice their friends gave them were for the opposite situation. So in other words, he says that's for the person to decide, and the other girl told Tsubaki, you need to do it before it's too late.
Chase what you want, yeah.
So it was kind of reversed because in that situation, Anima lost her and couldn't do it, you know, while she was alive. And then in hers, she needed to go ahead and pretty much let him decide for himself what she is to him and approach him with that approach, and she could never do it. So it was literally reverse scenarios.
True. Could this be the thing that reverses gender roles and how they approach the situation?
Yeah,
Because if
it's
you think
what each
about
one
it,
of them are.
the girl is telling her friend to chase him, which girls rarely do that. And the guy is telling, hey, you know you like her. I think he did mention like you gotta still act, but at the end of the day, dude, you gotta let her come to you because you can't force that part. So it's
Yeah.
like, is this the role reversal that we need in today's
Yeah.
society? Because girls don't, damn.
Absolutely.
Don't know why it sound made you
Because I
sound like a
spent some
robot.
WAP for a female, spending this on top of somebody. No, that was my voice.
Oh.
But literally, nowadays, you can't, it's either money or time to try to woo a girl. And it's like, if you approached us, we know your intent, and you know, you let us decide what's the next step, too. It's a little bit, it was refreshing to see the girl go through that and
Oh
not the
yeah.
guy.
Oh yeah.
And then,
Rarely happens. Some
because the
girls just
guy,
wait.
me personally, that's why I related to the girl more, because sometimes I always felt like that girl would be an option. She would always be there, and I could get her at some other point in time. But I have this girl right now. That she's super funny and she's bad, and it's not for sure, but I feel like it's something I gotta experience because this girl's gonna be waiting for me.
Yep.
And it was, she kind of did that too, because when she went to the captain, she kept saying, he's my, you know, I know I don't like him, but he's my crush. It's only right, right? You know, and she knew it was wrong, but she did it anyways. And that's kind of it. And it's kind of, if you notice, nobody like anything that's good for them.
Nope.
You eat junk food all day. You don't go to the gym. Nobody save money. Nobody likes to do anything that's good for them. Girls don't like good guys. Same shit.
That's it. In other words, this anime is also known as nice guys finish last. You're lying, April. Your lie in your life. Nice guys will always finish last until girls make the move. But that's what we're going to end up with. Lewis, you got one more thing to add to anyone out there about this anime? You got anything you want to say?
It's a must watch.
They probably already watched it. This is a spoiler.
Got you. I would
just talk to the viewers, man. Talk to the viewers.
Reflecting yourself, man. If you haven't learned every single detail that this anime has to offer, I recommend you watch it again, because there's a lot of things. The more you think about it, you start picking up on. There's so much symbolism. I promise you, you're not alone if you feel this way. If you feel any type of emotional regret and you want to become a teenager again to do things right, just know I'm with you. You know, people say it's never too late, but shit, I feel it. So you're not alone.
All right. You heard him. Last thing I'll say is, piggyback on what he said. Be vulnerable and just keep and be you. Be vulnerable and be you. That's the best advice I got right now. But anyways, we appreciate you guys watching this video. Like I said, we're keeping it raw on here. No crazy edits. Make sure you subscribe. We are going to be putting out more anime content soon. Please comment down below what we should watch.
Subscribe is important too. So
subscribe.
You need to
please,
put that.
Please subscribe. We are not doing this because we just watch anime. We do this because we also want to make a little bit of money, just like anyone else. I'm just kidding. But anyways, guys, subscribe, like, comment down below. Recommend us another anime. Give us your opinions on this episode. Give us your opinions on what you thought of the show. And we appreciate you guys. We're going to be putting out more videos soon, so just stay in touch. All right. Peace. Like I said, we're keeping it raw, so we're keeping it raw till I freaking record and pause it.